The rules around student loans have never been as complex as they are today. The wrong decision could cost you and your family tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary payments. Kaplan Law Firm is here to help. They just saved a WGN listener $145,000. Call Kaplan Law Firm to get a strategy tailor-made to fit your family's future. Call Kaplan Law Firm at 312-294-8989 or visit financialrelief.com. Kaplan Law Firm is located at 25 East Washington in Chicago. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for John Hansen. You can find me online at bestmoneymoves.com. That's my financial wellness company. Or you right here at the station, 312-981-7200. All right. We have Steve Rushoff on the phone. He's a principal and senior project leader with Edward Jones. They are an insurance and annuity. I put those two words together. Insurance and annuity. Insurance and annuity company. Steve, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Elise. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you too. What's on your mind today?
Well, Edward Jones just completed an annual survey on education savings and 529 plan awareness. And in fact, this is our 12th year of doing this survey. So we get a lot of insights from that. And what we've learned is that saving for child's education costs is still a top five financial priority for Americans. In fact, that's the highest level. The desire to save for education is the highest level we've seen in 4 years. However, two out of three Americans can't correctly identify a 529 plan as a vehicle for education savings. That's the lowest level we've seen that awareness in 4 years. So that gap is...
Why do you think that is? Why do you think after all the time, I mean, I just know how much time I've spent talking about 529 plans, and I'm a fan. Why do you think people don't recognize them?
I think there's a lot competing for consumer dollars these days with inflation. There's market volatility. There's fear of recession. And it's really a shame because that lack of awareness around 529 plans, folks are missing out on helpful benefits of those plans, like tax savings and flexibility that can make their dollar save go even farther.
So let's, for everybody who's listening, let's talk for a minute or two about how 529 plans are structured, because I agree with you. There's some real benefits to it. Like, for example, with a 529 plan, you can take 5 years worth of gifts. And right now, I think this year you can give $17,000 per person, anybody you like. But if a grandparent had some extra assets lying around, they could lump 5 years together and dump it right into a 529, right?
You're correct. A 529 plan is a savings plan that's got a lot of tax benefits. And I think most people are familiar with retirement savings plans like 401k, IRA. 529 is on the same vein. It's a savings plan that's got some tax benefits, but it's for the purpose of college education. And not just college, frankly. And I'm sure you've talked to your listeners about this. It's broader than that. It can be tuition, books, room and board, K-12 education, community college, trade school. There's a lot of uses. And you mentioned the flexibility. You can change the beneficiary. The beneficiary doesn't have to be related to you. We see a lot of grandparents funding 529 for their grandchildren. So there's a lot of flexibility. And in fact, at least there was new legislation that was passed late last year that increases the flexibility quite a bit with the ability to roll unused 529 plan assets into a Roth IRA for the beneficiary.
So I love that, and I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to talk about that too. And for people who are like me and your kid, you know, got through school and you still had cash left in that 529 plan, wow, the ability to give them a leg up for future retirement with cash that goes into a Roth IRA that'll never be taxed, whatever kind of growth you have, it's never taxed in a Roth IRA. That was really kind of a great gift, I thought, to our Gen Z and millennial populations.
I agree with you. You know, there's some barriers, I think, to folks using 529 plans more than they do. I think there's a fear of overfunding those plans and taking money out that would be hit with a tax penalty. And so this ability, this provision to roll unused 529 assets to a Roth IRA, I think reduces some of that anxiety, and I think it opens up those plans for even more people.
I can't believe that anybody thinks they're going to be able to put so much in that they're going to worry it's overfunded for a couple of reasons. I mean, first, I have a good friend whose daughter just got into, I think it's NYU or one of the schools in New York City to do dance. And he told me that it's going to cost him $80,000 a year for her to be there. That is 300. I mean, if my math is right, that is $320,000 or more, because of course it's New York City and prices are going to go up over the next couple of years, right? That's just the starting price. It's hard to imagine somebody putting that much in or having it grow that much. But by the same token, there are some tax benefits that if you invest in the one in your state, for example, that may be tax-free, right?
Yeah, that's right. And those laws vary by state, but some states have tax benefits where there's a state income tax deduction for contributions to a 529 plan. So that just increases the benefits. But I agree with you. Like, I'm saving in a 529 for my own daughter, and I was saving for kind of a four-year education, and she just told us she wants to be a microbiologist, so that's 12 more years of school. So it's hard to imagine saving too much. Folks should start early to have the power of compound interest on their side. But that provision to roll to a Roth IRA is really valuable, because let's say, your son is going to college, your son Carlos, and they get a scholarship, which is great news. If you have unused 529 plan assets in there, you could roll up to $35,000 into a Roth IRA. Now, that's effective in 2024, but I think that's just a great provision to increase the flexibility of these plans.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I think they are focusing a little bit more on these different saving options. What else do people, not know about 529 plans? For example, can you invest in, we invested in a different state's plans. I just like the investment choices better. I felt like I had a little bit more of an option. But, for some people, do they even realize you can invest in any of the 50 states?
Yeah, you're right, because 529 plans are state sponsored. At Edward Jones, we're one of the largest providers of advisor supported 529 plans. We offer 22 different plans from 22 different states. Many states have reciprocity laws, so you don't have to get the 529 plan that's in your state. As you said, you can go to a different state, and that can work for you. But really, the best thing to do is get professional help. Speaking with a financial advisor about this and other financial topics is just a great way to start, because they can take your facts and circumstances. They really want to understand what's important to you, and then give you some education and personalized advice that fits your needs.
Yeah, which I think is really helpful. It does help to sort through the different options, whether the state plan is going to be better or it's going to be better in a different state for your other investments, and how that actually works with the budget that you have, right? At the end of the day, I don't want anybody to think that we think that funding 529s is better than funding your retirement. Ideally, you do both, right, Steve?
Right.
You don't want people to say, I'm paying for the kids, but, when I get to be, a senior myself and I want to retire, I'm going to lean on them again. Like, that's not going to play out well. But if you can find ways to maximize your opportunities with investing, that's the best of all worlds.
You're exactly right. There's trade-offs to everything, and consumers have multiple goals. Retirement is one of them. College education may be another. So working with a financial professional who can help you sort of balance those trade-offs, balance those savings for each need, that's really a great way to go.
Steve Rushoff is a principal with Edward Jones. This data is part of a new survey they did about 529 plans. And to find out more, you can go to edwardjones.com. Steve, I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Well, thank you, Elise. You too.